Now, happy 4th of July, everybody. What better way to celebrate America than killing your fellow Americans? Especially they black and Mexican, Martin. At least that's what the Purge says. You know, they say we got to get some population control under here.
Hey, if you brown, you got to get out of town.
You got to get out of town. Or you going to get purged because they said, you know, in the near future, world got a population problem, Martin. And half of it is black and brown. You got to clean this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have one night for 12 hours. Y'all know the story ever since the first purge. 12 hours. You get to go out there and do everything from murder, rape, jaywalking, you know, all that, all them hard crimes, man.
Pulling the tags off your mattress.
Yeah. Oh, Mark, you crazy. Can you see somebody jaywalking? I'm purging. Get this shit out of my system.
Recording songs off the radio.
Oh, pirating, torrenting, man. Oh, get all out there. I want to let you know that while I thought the first movie was just okay, wasn't crazy about it. It was a home invasion movie, and I thought, like, oh, you know, this premise is stupid. Thankfully, they had two other movies that kind of elaborated what was going on. They're still stupid, but you know what? At least they were, I thought they were better than the first because they were nice, good action movies.
Sure.
I don't care what anybody says about this horror stuff, they're action movies. And I've supported this this franchise ever since, like, the second film. And I'm even happy to see that they that the franchise itself has been successful. You know, I think this is a Blumhouse thing.
Of course. You think?
Yeah, what am I saying?
Blumhouse bumper comes on right before anything
How
else.
Could I miss it? You know, making movies for $10 and making $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're still kind of continuing on that. And I'm happy to see that it's been successful, despite a lot of critics still saying, like, oh, I ain't with this. It's even successful enough right now, Martin, that it's getting a television series on USA.
We are just minutes away from the start of this glorious holiday. Tonight, we celebrate... because we made this country great. Let the fun begin!
There must be something you need to purge.
It's purge night. Anything goes!
See, that's the thing that they do with this this series. And if you wonder, that's September 4th when this comes out. But... what started as something stupid to me, they keep expanding and expanding the world. I'm like, okay, you know what? I can, with every little bit of information, I'm putting it all together. I'm like, okay, I can see how just throughout time, you know, little bits and pieces could create something that's insane like this. Mm-hmm. And now, they even going as far as to make a prequel. Oh, well, that should be able to explain everything. They're going to ground zero. How did something this crazy ever get passed in the first place? But at the same time, Martin, it is a prequel.
Yeah,
and while it's good for expanding your world, for movies, sometimes that's a trend that's getting kind of old now, you know.
Well, a big problem with prequels is that they have characters you've seen before, so you know it's going to be all right.
Oh, that's right. Here, Martin, right. we're not starting the same characters.
Right.
Some of these people ain't never seen.
So it's all up for grabs with them.
Get to see how the new founding fathers have gotten started, and you know this crazy political party they have and everything. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer, and we'll come back and let you know if the prequel really does even expand the world even more and help it make sense.
Tonight allows people a release for all the hatred and violence that they keep up inside them.
This won't bring him back. It won't make you feel any better. Thank you.
It is a night that is defining our country.
Citizens, this will be a tradition we celebrate every year. Join the first purge.
Isaiah, come say bye.
Go do your thing, sis.
Always.
I'll see you tonight.
People are now calling this controversial experiment of legalized crime the purge.
Do not purge!
Do not purge!
You and Isaiah, just stay with me doing the purge.
Oh, we're gonna be fine on our own.
We are here with Dr. May Updale. She came up with this experiment. Is the purge a political device?
It is a psychological one. If we want to save our country, we must release all our anger in one night.
Tonight, we'll see the good and evil in everyone.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the first purge.
Our neighborhood is under siege from a government who doesn't give a shit about any of us.
At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours.
There's a lot of good people out there who we're gonna have to protect.
All emergency services will be suspended.
We gotta be prepared for anything.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
parties, you predicted a much higher level of participation.
Human nature does not obey the laws of politics.
What the hell is going on?
They all ex-military. Something funky going down, D.
You're sending soldiers into the island disguised as citizens.
This country needs for this to work.
No one's coming to help us. After tonight, nothing will ever be the same again.
They forgot about one thing. They forgot about us.
What have I done?
Run!
Stay strong, Nye.
I'm coming.
Just remember all the good the Purge does.
Now, here's the thing that a lot of people might have noticed about this series right off the bat that made some people want to see this. And I'm going to tell you what is good about it, first of all. And Martin, I don't know if you have noticed this, but from the very first poster, people have been they've been excited to see this movie, because this movie came out saying, you know what, we want to entertain people. We want to make money, but we want to fuck with Trump. So bad.
They might as well call this whole series Fuck Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Especially now. You saw that, for those who are listening, we put up the first poster, which is a red hat with the first Purge. Of course, that red hat comes from the Keep America, Make America Great Again.
Right.
Which really, in some ways, some people really think Purge niggas and Mexicans.
Yeah.
Yes. This movie just said, we're just saying what they didn't.
Right, right. We're just removing the subtext. And just telling you exactly what they're saying. There's no more code here.
Oh, no, not at all, man. And that's what I can say about this, because the movie, it takes direct jabs at Trump. I mean, if Trump was in the movie theater, they'd be punching the fuck out of him.
I know. if Trump went to see this movie, it would be a special edition where the characters would stop and go, you know we mean you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag fuck Trump. Just stop. Yeah. Look at the screen. Screen just come up with letters. But with this, it's not just that they're like aiming at Trump. I mean, it really is kind of smart in their social commentary when they start out. You know, they're doing things like they're talking about how bipartisan government in this movie creates a more messed up party. You know, it shows how and this is how they're showing you how the New Founding Father Party got started. And of course it comes in. And it's blatantly, they show how it's trying this. Before it was the Purge, it was the experiment.
Sure.
And they show how they blatantly are, you know, not only with this Trump, with Trump's administration, but throughout history, how experiments have been done on poor and people of color.
Yeah.
And while the other movies were showing that, but never came, you know, never came out and just said it.
Yeah, it was always something that was behind the scenes of the other movies.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I get what they're saying back there. This one is like, no, you don't get what we're saying it, because we got a bullhorn.
Yeah.
And we're sitting right next to you telling you exactly what we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's a transcript in case you missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. It might as well be Kanye on top of a car.
Yeah, right.
Trump hates black people, because somebody in the movie said that. They said they are going after people of color.
Right.
They tell you that right off the bat. You know, and it's interesting to see how they do that. You know, they put it in poor neighborhoods on Staten Island, which is reflecting what people feel about this government. That Trump, I'm going to say it again. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. Trump hates Mexicans and niggas. Or don't hate them, but just don't give a damn about them if it makes some gain for something else.
Sure. And it's easy for him to ally himself with people who do actually hate them.
Yes. In the movie, I'm talking about within the film, this project, before they call it the Purge, this experiment, it is so blatantly racist. It is like, it's unbelievable. It was like, come on, man. Negroes be purging before the Purge if this was happening. But while I look at that and I say, that's insane. How could something this racist get off the ground without protests from people, without people fighting back? Well, just a mere 3 years ago, we didn't think we would be here.
No, exactly. That's the thing about this movie. Because a guy we talked to when we came out of it, he compared it to Idiocracy. And mm-hmm. I get that, where Idiocracy happens 55 years in the future, but you watch it and you're like, this feels more like 10 years in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
And while this movie, I know it's supposed to be happening in the future from where we are now, considering everything that we've seen in the last 2 years, I'm like, this feels like this is just maybe 3 years away. It's far-fetched, but not all that far-fetched. It is uncomfortably familiar, a lot of the stuff that happens here.
Did you think 3 years ago that they would be locking Mexican kids in cages?
Right.
Like it's a dog pound?
Or that the Klansmen and neo-Nazis would have a protest on the street and be labeled as some fine people?
Yeah. Or that we had a guy who, I don't care what you say, is appointed by Trump, and is also, if he's not one himself, is fanning the flames of white nationalism.
Yeah.
Oh, now I know y'all. Why y'all getting political with this? We ain't. The movie is. Yeah, the movie's putting out there.
The movie is going, okay, I know you think that you're safe still, but we're showing you what could happen.
Yeah.
And if you look, you'll see that it's not as far off as you might think.
It's kind of what we said when we saw another movie. We saw this movie, Sorry to Bother You.
Right.
We said it's an absurdist film, mm-hmm. but it had to go that far to say, all right, now that we went that far, do you think that you don't think what's happening today is not crazy?
Right. You don't see any parallels here?
Yeah, exactly. And you know something, I will say this too, that the movie's not just saying, oh, look at that evil Trump and all these bad racist white people out here. The movie is also smart enough to say, all right, you know what, let's talk about, since we're talking about the projects in the inner city here and everything, let's just bring up the question of how black people might be a part of the problem here too.
Sure.
While still keeping the gray area, you know, how far can you take the excuse, well, I had no other choice? How far can you take that when you are actually damaging your community?
Yeah, you're hurting people.
Yeah, and this is shown through the drug kingpin Dimitri right here, played by Yelan Noel. And you know what I like about it is that he has a girlfriend in here, played Naya, played by Lex Scott Davis. You know, she pretty much points that out to him.
Yeah.
He's talking about, well, you know, I help people. She's like, Negro, you also hurt people yeah. here.
You are the one selling the drugs, right?
You a drug dealer with a heart of gold.
Yeah,
yeah, motherfucker, why you help people, you hurt people at the same time. Bitch, you cancel yourself out.
Right.
And she tells him this, and it makes you actually think for a moment.
I want you to stay with me during the purge, all right? You and Isaiah. As far as that fiend hurt your brother, I'm gonna take care of that, all right?
Take care of it.
Yeah.
What you gonna do? You gonna hurt him? Kill him?
Nah, come on.
No, because that's your answer to everything. Right? That's who you are. Today it was two people we know, but every day it's at least two who are hurt because of you, D.
I know no other way.
Come on, I grew up here too. We all have to make choices in life to heal or to hurt, and you chose the latter. Now the purge is one day. You, Dimitri, destroy this community 364 days a year.
Damn, woman won't let a brother do nothing. Can't go hang my friend. Can't sell drugs.
Can't sell drugs. Can't run whores.
I can't run hoes.
Can't kill my enemies.
Damn, woman, get off my back. Let me make this money.
Let me live.
Yeah, can I live and kill everybody else? No, man, you know, it's. I like the way it started out. Now, Martin, I don't know how you feel from this point on. It looks like we agree a lot with each other.
Sure.
Martin looking at his watch like, oh, it's only mad at time. This motherfucker made me mad. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shut the fuck up. But nah, man. I feel like the first half of the movie was laying some knowledge down, man. Was laying some good groundwork. Was really making some good social commentary. And then after a point, that hand got heavy.
Yeah, yeah, it did.
Yeah, brother, you got, what's going on?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if I didn't take this call or not. If it buzzed one more time, I might.
Like, you waiting on the purge. I'm waiting to kill a motherfucker.
No, I get phone calls on my watch.
Okay, Dick Tracy. You need to take that call. You getting the best signal right now?
Yeah, but we're going to finish this review, though.
Okay, all right. I don't want nobody to die or anything because you're doing the purge.
Wait, did it start? Yeah. I'm sitting here with you. We finished.
Yeah, I'd be the first one. It ain't started yet. I know you. This is where I think all the subtlety and smart commentary ends, because after that, it gets real heavy, at least for me.
And for you?
Well, I'm saying just for me, because I don't know how you feel.
Brother, let's cut the bullshit. There is a point halfway where the subtlety goes completely out the window.
I mean, it crashes. It's on fire.
It's like the subtlety heard that the purge was starting, and it took off running.
And listen, I'm almost scared to say the areas where they get too heavy-handed, because y'all going to think, well, oh, shit, man, y'all can't support the race. Because, well, I'll tell you why I say this. It's because it happened in parts where they're making direct attacks towards Trump and Trump's America, which sounds good in concept, but you know, they're attacking him so much. I mean, that's the only thing I'm waiting on. I'm like, when are we gonna get a tweet from him?
I know.
he's waiting for the box office returns on this.
Right.
Page is no good, but you know, they're making so many like just straightforward comments about Trump himself, like from the sewer, you got one pussy grabbing fiend, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm
saying? Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I mean, he grabbed what that pussy doing. Give me that pussy.
Yeah, it wasn't enough for him to do it, but she had to make a comment about
She had to make a comment about it. We kind of got it, you know.
And it was almost like it was ADR too.
It wasn't like it wasn't even her.
Yeah, like they call her back. Hey, can you come back here and say this line?
Yeah, it was like it's a black woman that she's like, get off me when she's running away. It's almost like they got a white dude to say it. Pussy grabbing fiend.
Yeah.
but it might as well have been Trump himself coming out the soil.
Hey, maybe it was. We ain't see who it was.
Give me that pussy. But you know, it's like, okay, we get it. We don't need you to just spell it out for us, man. They got scenes where people with these costumes on, like they got one where there's a bunch of dudes dressed like cops where they surround a wounded black man. Listen, I get it. These are important statements to make.
Sure. I mean, it's a part of what's goes on is that they're pumping up the purge where they're like, we don't have enough people acting a fool like we thought. So we got some ringers. We're going to send some people in there who happen to dress like every enemy black people have. The cops, the Klan, Sambos, and Nazis.
You
even got a boss who dresses like the Red Skull, except for the mask.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you about that in a minute, because I think that it's fine to put these out there; they're important. But can't you make an actual statement instead of doing just a visual to it, like a quick visual? It's like, look, I know black people getting shot by the police. I see it in the news all the time. What are you going to do with that information? You know, I don't seem to see a bunch of dudes in Halloween costume doing it. It's like, say something.
It was like they were in Halloween costumes. I mean, and granted, you had some people who weren't a part of that already kind of dressed up. So it's almost like they're using that as cover to go into it. And we see that in the other movies as well.
No, we do. We do. And I tell you, it's not like it doesn't always work. It's just those were just like, those are visuals that lasted for like, you know, 2 seconds.
Sure.
Hey, look, we acknowledge that police killed black people. You know, that life acknowledges that. Yeah. Unless you do something with it to make a really good statement, I don't need a visual for that. Getting visuals every day. The one you're talking about, though, actually thought that was kind of cool. Where out of nowhere, they had a bunch of Sambos led by a Nazi. That shit came out of nowhere, too.
And he's got the full-on leather/rubber Nazi suit. With a tie and everything.
Yeah, I mean, he's marching too.
Yeah.
He's marching like a real Nazi.
There is Captain America.
Kennedy Negros. And it's the craziest thing in the movie, but I kind of like it because to me it's the one that's actually kind of believable, because we've seen Nazis out there going crazy. I mean, you know, we've seen Charlottesville, we've seen Richard Spencer, I think his name, out there with the tiki torches, you know. So that one, this is just a little more extreme. And also, I think as far as them playing with the costumes and the art direction and art design, I thought that was the coolest one, because they got them going through hallways in a project building that's like, you know, it's dark in the it's shadowing. It's only patches of light. And it was funny because the first time they started walking down, you know, it was this Nazi leading soldiers. And one of them went through the light, and I'm like, wait, is that mercenary a coon?
Yeah.
You know, I saw them big ass lips, and I was like, that gets you pumped up because you're like, you know what? Purge that motherfucker right there.
Well,
get all of them.
So here's the thing, man. Everything you're saying about how, yes, in the beginning, it's very political, and there is subtleties and there's layers to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy they did that. And then it switches to being completely non-subtle, almost cartoonish. It does. It's like we're getting two separate movies here. And while I lamented that it couldn't keep up what it did, because I was like, man, y'all are really telling a really important statement, and you have a chance to really take this somewhere and say something.
Mm-hmm.
The second half, where it gets, you know, crazier, even stupid, I didn't dislike it.
I didn't either.
I was like, you know what? I do hate that it's betraying what it did at first. Well, not betraying, just amping it up so much and isn't able to deliver. But I did show up to see a Purge movie. And there's always going to be some people for whom subtlety just does not work.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I get it because...
And at that point, as these movies... I mean, I say these movies have tended to do. I've only seen the second one. I wish I really want to see the third one. But I know with the second one, it is that like, hey, come watch our horror movie. And you get there, it's like, well, it's really more of a thriller. Actually, okay, I'm just kidding. It's an action movie. And this one did the same thing.
No.
That second half goes like... Oh yeah, oops, we're actually an action movie. But since we got you in here, isn't this fun?
Yeah, no, and you are so correct, man, because they start out trying to be a horror movie, and this is the one where they really tried to lay on the horror pretty thick. And at that point, when you do the horror movie thing, that's when characters start becoming like super villains.
Yeah.
Like they make Joker traps, you know? They have super villain costumes.
But I love that shit. Homeless people just setting bombs in the traps.
But where did they get them? Homeless people with no money had like 5 hours before the Purge happened. They went and built this stuff.
They actually did explain it.
Oh, did they? Okay, you don't have to explain it to me now.
Yeah.
But I will say the one place, let me see if I can find it here. The one place where it did, oh shit, that super Nazi right there,
yeah.
That we talked about.
The black skull.
No, man, there's one. I don't like a lot of the hard stuff in here. I think that it gets kind of silly. But there is one part in here where I thought, okay, now that is truly horrifying. They got this drug addict named Skeletor. And they start out the movie with him. And when they're doing interviews with people, and most people are like, man, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm broke, I need to just release. And they put on that brother, like, these voices in my head, I gotta kill somebody so I can purge them from my body. And the person's like, check. Okay. And the funny thing about it is Skeletor is played by this dude named Rotmi Paul. Right there, handsome guy.
Oh wow, yeah.
He don't look nothing like that in the movie.
Like that.
Nothing like that in the movie. The movie, he got scars all on his face, teeth all rotten.
Teeth, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's parts in here where they give these people contacts to like record what they're doing. He's got these crazy
glowing eyes,
and he's tracking people down. And you can see he's got Freddy Krueger claws on and everything. And
oh, that's right. Yeah, he takes hypodermics and makes himself some ghetto Wolverine claws.
Yeah, yeah. That is a horror movie in itself.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care how strong your addiction is. You look at that shit like, I don't want that. Whatever he's on, I'll pass on that shit. Have your ass talking like, I got to hurt somebody. It's like, fuck that. Yeah, I got a picture of the brother. Like he's a handsome guy, and I got a picture from another show where he looks crazy already.
Oh, damn.
It's like, now imagine that 10 times crazy.
Right.
Right there. And we took a picture. He's with a Fox show where he's got like white eyes, you know, and shit. Like, no, that right there.
When they opened doing the interview on him and he's just having like his one man show and doing all that shit, I was like, all right, come on. This is a bit much, don't you think? But then later on, when he's in there actually interacting with people, then I was like, okay, he's actually pretty effective.
I thought the same thing, because he was in the beginning. I'm like, stop overacting. Shit.
Exactly.
Answer this goddamn question.
Yes or no.
Yes. Thank you. You're welcome. But as he went along, he was kind of like the boss in a video game character, yeah. Just like hunting people down. Like it was actually kind of cool. And you know, because the thing is, you got to accept this movie on its own level of being from the very beginning. They said yes, we know we have social commentary, but we're B movies.
Yeah, and the thing is, because I know people have been like, man, it's political. Jesus, okay, beat me over the head with it, but. All these movies have been political.
They've all been, yeah.
Even the first one was just all about how middle America is letting all this shit happen and just going, la, 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 everything's fine, everything's cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's coming to you too.
Yeah, they've all commented on anywhere from the income inequality gap,
mm-hmm, yeah,
to gun control.
Yeah.
So this is nothing new.
Yeah.
What they're doing. The only way it's gonna make people mad is because it's directly attacking Trump openly. They are trolling that bitch.
Oh yeah. they do everything but say his name.
No, and I think the only reason why Trump doesn't tweet is because they almost fuck with him to get marketing.
Right.
You know, to get some promotion. You know, so they're waiting on him to tweet this. But I still think it works better as an action movie.
Oh, it totally does.
And that's what it is. Your daughter, I'm so proud of your daughter, man. When she looked at me, I said, what did you think? She's like, it's not really a horror movie. It's an action film. And they ramped that up, man. Your boy Dimitri, he got some like special forces training they don't even tell you about.
Right. And this guy, this actor, what's his name?
Oh, his name is Elon Noel.
This guy's going to be a big star because he is that cross between Wesley Snipes and Chadwick Boseman.
Wow, you nailed it right there, man.
I mean, you know, you watch him and it's just like, man, it almost feels like I bet you lost out on the role of Black Panther by this much.
Yeah, because you just didn't have enough clout
right
at this moment. But I'm telling you, this brother, he's going for it because in this movie – like I said, they don't tell you where it came from. He's a super drug dealer. Like he's got some special forces training we don't hear about. Uh-huh. He's doing like Denzel Washington Equalizer or taking Liam Neeson type shit to people.
Yeah,
and they don't tell you where it came from, but he's doing it.
But I mean, he takes this role. He has so much charisma just from the very first scene and all through it.
And you're cheering it on. Man, I've been asking for years. I want a movie where you just got a badass black dude just taking out Klansmen and taking out racists and Nazis. And he does it all in one hallway.
Yeah.
Like the Netflix Marvel shows ain't got nothing on what he does with a hallway.
Right, right. And it's not like you like a Tarantino movie where you got to listen to somebody say nigger 150 times.
Exactly.
First.
Exactly. Nah, man. I mean, this is the kind of shit that Tarantino probably should be making today, you know, with a little better quality, a little better dialogue. Because I will tell you, the characters, I don't think that they're that great.
They're not all that fleshed out. But I mean, at the end of the day, I was like, this is really a grindhouse movie.
No, it is.
It has that 70s blaxploitation feel, mm-hmm. without going overboard and pushing your face like, huh? Huh? Huh?
Yeah. No,
it's
you're
just
right.
Kind of there.
It just, I would feel better if the characters, it's being that, okay, it's not. It has the flavor of a B movie or a grindhouse film, mm-hmm. or a blaxploitation film, but they also, you know, if you're going to make these social commentaries, be a little smarter about it. You know, I think, and that's because some of the characters, either they just don't have that much to mention. Oh, I'm the angry activist, or I'm the rebellious little brother. Or,
I'm the rebellious brother who's going to do the dumb thing and put everybody in danger.
Yes, and that's that's another thing. I'll get to that. Why the characters doing dumb things brings the movie down a notch for me. Also, they waste some people in here. Academy Award winner Marissa Tomei is in this, and she is wasted. Not only is she wasted, she's dumb. She creates The Purge. Her name is The Architect, if you look her up in the press notes or reviews or anything. And she creates this thing meant to kill people.
Right.
When people start killing people, you're like, oh my God, what have I done?
Wait, you've twisted my science.
Yes, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? It's called The Goddamn Purge.
Yeah.
12 hours of murder. Mm. What part of that did you not understand? She's like, oh my God. Oh, this is horrible. The fuck you think what this was going to be?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't understand. And plus, they have other dumb characters in the movie that do dumb things. In the film, again, this is The Purge. I know it's the first one. They got people out there just partying. Well, like none of them, they've given people permission to murder. And people go into crowds. Crowds is the last place I'd want to be if people have permission to murder.
Honestly, that was one of my favorite things about this. And is that when they do this and you think, oh, man, people are going to be out on the street just killing everybody. And they're like, no, that's actually not human nature to do that. Yeah, you got some psychos out there. But that's not who people mostly are. And the fact that people are like, hey, I'm gonna take this $1,000 and we all gonna have a big party and laugh about it. I was like, I like that.
I would not. See, I mean, I'm just thinking differently. A crowd is the last place I would want to go, because I was like, some stupid son of a bitch is going to take them up on his offer and do it. And, you know, I just and plus, even if it's not that, there's gunfire going on down the street, smoke on the other side of town, bombs going off, and somebody just out in the middle of the street just fucking.
Well, it seemed like everybody didn't know everything that was going on. And I think back to, you remember Y2K?
Yeah.
Because we're old enough to remember that when they said, yeah, it hits 2000 and it's going to be blackouts and all this shit's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And we still had tons of people out downtown on 6th Street on that night.
Oh, no.
Partying.
I went to Costco. Got my shit.
Yeah, I know. Once they went to Costco and stocked up on guns and water and food, they went down to 6th Street to go party that night.
Yeah.
Not knowing what was going to happen. I was the one staying home like, man, these people are crazy. It's going to be nuts out there. 2000 came and my light stayed on and nothing changed. I was like,
I ain't going to even lie. I was in L.A. Drunk as hell.
See?
Fuck a Y2K. Why ain't y'all drinking more?
Yeah, I was out there partying my ass off, so you know I'd be out there doing it.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, a party? Yeah,
kill me, motherfucker.
I'll be in the middle, so they'll kill the people around on the outer ring.
You mean I can do drugs legally tonight? Yeah.
I never tried heroin before.
Now's the night. It's legal. I get paid for it too. Sure, why not? I don't know. I just thought that there were some things in here that, and I will tell you, there's some things that still happen where it's cool. The costume design is still great. You know, it's of course, it's surreal and it looks like everybody went to the same costume shop or has the same creativity.
Well, there's several places where it surrenders logic to visuals, where you're like, okay, logically, nobody would do that, or that's a bit much, but it looks cool.
But it looks cool. No, it does. It looks like a like Tim Burton really did lose his fucking mind.
Yeah, I mean, in the middle of this movie is nightmarish.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it starts out so political. It's ramping up the tension of what's coming, and in the middle, when the purge first starts, and everything you see, just the idea of a city, America, getting to this place, and then what's going on with the people who are participating in the purge, and you got your one character, young guy, who's running around the city trying to escape it. You know, sort of like the Warriors. That's nightmarish. It's just the third act where it's a full-blown action movie.
Yeah.
Where it's not so much that. It's just it's a different animal by that point.
Yeah, it's snapping necks and everything. Yeah, yeah, man. No, it gets crazy. But when it's already having kind of a flimsy premise, which as these movies progressed, I was like, okay, I'm buying this more and more. When they start going back to doing what I look at as dumb things, that's when I start questioning this again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's when I go back. Now, I was buying this. I was getting into it. And now you bring this. And I'm like, oh, this, yeah. Now you're making me think, no, this can never happen. You know, it's like, even if you wanted to, like, look, if you had the best intentions for all the racists and conservatives and people out there, there would still be the property damage. There would still be the body cleanup. There would still be, you know, insurance of some type that would have to be paid. Economically, this wouldn't be feasible.
Sure.
Or so we think.
I mean, yeah, we have all these reasons why this could never happen. And then 5 years from now, when it's happening, we're like, I just didn't see this coming.
Oh, yeah. I got my ticket to Turkey already. Fuck out of here. That's why I married a Turkish woman. Not for love, just in case the purge happens.
And they also bring up how people are wearing masks because, hey, it's much easier to commit violence when nobody can see who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and you link that back to internet trolls.
Yeah. No, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with this movie. Now, I'm praising a lot. I don't think it's a great movie because, yeah, the premise, for all I'm saying, it is flimsy, and the characters don't have a lot of depth, and a lot of what they run into are things you've seen before. You know, much of it is predictable.
And the movie just ends.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, with the negative things I feel about it are minor to me. The most negative thing is how flat it ends.
It
ends in a way that's flat. That's almost because it's leading into a commercial for the series.
No, you're right about that. And even then, if you want, I would have been fine leading into a commercial for the series. However, there was such a clever way to end this.
Yes.
And they did not, they didn't do it. I mean, I don't know if we're thinking the same thing. I would love to hear yours. And, you know, I'm not going to spoil it with what I have to say, but there are probably several clever ways it could have ended this. And instead it just ends.
Yeah.
So I liked this, man. I'm really looking forward to how this pisses off Fox News. You know what I mean? anything like poke a finger at them and all these other folks out here and this current political environment administration that we have. That's fine. I love that this movie is making these smart statements. I didn't like some of the dialogue. I didn't like, I wish I could have gotten to the characters more. I really do like the movie. I really do. But I honestly, after being such a fan of the last two movies and seeing how much it did get by being a really good action movie with characters that I really liked, and this kind of goes that way too. The horror doesn't work as well as the action, because the action really gives you something to root for with these characters. But it was the last movie that I was really rooting for the characters more because I liked them better. So I'm gonna give this a high rental. I enjoyed it. I think people should see it. I think fans who really ride with this series might not be like me. You might even like this more than me. But that's where I stand on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are gonna feel the way you did, and it. I know whenever I hear horror franchise, I immediately shrivel up. I'm like, I don't want no part of that.
Yeah.
But as horror franchises go, this has become one of my favorites. And while this might not be the best movie in the series, I do appreciate so much about it, especially in explaining how The Purge got started. Because even with the last two movies, or certainly with the second one, the one I can definitely attest to, it did a great job of just like going, well, look, don't worry about how I got started because it's here. Now, this is how we're dealing with it. And it did a great job with that.
Yeah.
But this one really backs it up to how this is how this got started. And, excuse me, had everything we've seen not happen over the last 2 years, I might have been like, whatever. But it's given me a perspective to go, y'all have really been paying attention with this. Now, you got ahead of yourselves. But you've been paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
And you very specifically are picking just pulling out everybody's deepest fears and putting them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the genuine horror of it is. For me, it's actually a low matinee.
Okay.
I liked it much better than I expected to, but while acknowledging it has many shortcomings.
Which I don't have a problem with. The movie does enough smart things to where if you can acknowledge it by giving it a matinee, that's fine. You know, I think that's cool. I might not be there with you all the way, but I'm good with it. I'm good with it. So there you go. Now I got to. Normally I'll crack some joke and say something stupid, but I gotta get the fuck on out of here. I'm giving you money, man.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the first purge.
Our neighborhood is under siege from a government who doesn't give a shit about any of us.
At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours.
There's a lot of good people out there who we're gonna have to protect.
All emergency services will be suspended.
We gotta be prepared for anything.
Your government thanks you for your participation.